Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth are with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. The Nashville Predators taking on the Chicago Blackhawks tonight at United Center. Puck drop at 6 o'clock, pregame at 5 o'clock here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. And with that in mind, it's time to go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Predator centerman Matt Duchene, brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and by Two Rivers Ford. Matt, what's going on, brother? How are we doing?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We are doing great. Appreciate you taking time to join us. Matt, first off, welcome back to the lineup. What was it like to get back in there, first in Carolina, and then the other night back at home against Chicago as well? How are you feeling?
Yeah, it felt good. Obviously, a little bit of nervous energy. First game, a little bit, first period. But that went away pretty quick. I think it's when you're out for 6 weeks and you miss 20-plus games, it's almost like starting over. So, it was a little bit of a, the first shift we almost scored, so that kind of gets the nervous energy out of you kind of quick. It makes you settle in, and I've been feeling better and better as it's gone.
So it didn't look like there was a lot of rust, Matt. Like how do you manage that when you're out for that long, and just how would you evaluate your two games?
I appreciate that. I worked hard when I was gone. I mean, at one point, we had to dial it back a little bit because it was I was actually inflaming my injury a little too much, but I messed around with some stuff. I had some time, so I did definitely was working on my game while I was out, and I think Carolina was a really good start, and I think our line has been clicking really well. The three of us I think play really well together, and I think Carolina, we had a lot of great chances, and then, we get one early against Chicago the other night, and I thought we kept it going. So we want to just keep the pedal down as a line, and those Halls and Cuzzy are playing great as well. And, we just want to keep doing what we're doing and keep building, and so far, so good coming back. So, every game's a new challenge, a new day, and, this time of year, you can't really just think, oh, okay, I had a good game last game. It's about every single day that you're waking up, and today is a new challenge, and that's what we're looking for.
Well, Matt, we've talked to you the last few weeks while you've been out about the turnaround with this team, and it's one thing to witness it from your standpoint when you're out with injury, but now, being back in the fold, being back at the battle here, I know it's only been two games, but have you been able to notice a difference in the way you guys have played on the ice, the identity, all the things we've talked about? Has that been like a tangible difference to you in the two games that we've seen you back in there?
Yeah, I think so. I've noticed it for sure. Probably more last game than the Carolina game. The Carolina game, I think, we didn't have a great first period, but we were a lot better in the second and third, and that's kind of what I started to notice. And last game, it's just easier to play. I think, when I came out, when I got hurt, it just felt like, you had to work so hard to get anything done. And, I think we were disjointed as a team. Our D are doing a really good job moving the puck quick. That's something I find different right now, is we're really moving the puck quickly, and it's easier as a forward to kind of just take off and have an opportunity to get the puck every time. And Ozone, I find I think the forwards are using each other a little bit more. We're not just kind of going low to high and shooting pucks all the time like we were before. We're not as meat and potatoes maybe as before. So, there's been a lot of really good things so far, and it's about keeping it up and keeping it going. And it's definitely a different vibe and different feel, and I definitely see how we've been winning those games. And it's just funny, maybe the best thing that happened for our team is everyone getting hurt and having some of the young guys come in and just have a clean slate and revamp things a little bit mid-season. So and now with everyone getting healthy, it's easier to fit back in for sure.
So what about center versus wing, Matt? I mean, how different is it, and I mean, how much does it matter to you?
It is very different, but I think for me, right now. What I've always said, I don't care if I'm, you know, playing left wing, right wing, center, defense, goalie, back catcher, outfielder, whatever. As long as the as long as the line has good chemistry, it doesn't matter where you play. Positioning, you know, only really comes into play in the D zone, and after that, it's pretty much everybody's everywhere. So, you know, I think right now Halls is doing a great job up the middle, and it simplifies it for me a little bit because my job is a lot simpler as a winger than as a center. Center, I think, is the, probably the toughest position to play in hockey because it just you play the full 200 feet of the rink and you have a lot of responsibilities and you're in the middle of the ice, which is the high danger area defensively. So, you know, coming back, it makes it a little simpler for me. But I'm definitely like I would always identify myself as a natural center, but. I do when I, you know, play right wing, if I'm playing with the right guys, I can definitely, you know, be effective there. So, so far I've liked it and it hasn't really, you know, when I feel I can tell a line, you know, is, you know, has chemistry when it does, when I can't really tell what position I'm playing, if that makes sense. There's some times in the past where I've played wing and I feel like I'm standing completely still all the time and I can't get going and I can't get the puck. And that's when it gets really frustrating. And that's when I want to be at center. But right now it's like, you know, it doesn't really matter at all. So that's been positive.
Predator centerman Matt Duchene on the line with us, brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and by Two Rivers Ford. And Matt, we talked with you earlier in the season about just the incredible amount of chances that you were getting that weren't falling. How important from your vantage point is it to come back? And two games in here, you've already got a goal. As you said, your line's playing really well. What could you think that goal can do for you as you move forward here?
Yeah, I think, you know, the first part of the season, I liked how I was playing. And, yeah, it just wasn't going in. And some bad luck and then just, you know, maybe me gripping the stick a bit too much early on. But I think coming back, I've just tried to have less of a grip on things, if that makes sense. Like just kind of let it happen as it happens. And the team's been winning and you come in and you're just like, okay, I just want to get my game, you know, back to where I want it. But seeing the puck go in, I mean, yeah, it gives you energy and it makes you feel good. And, you know, I felt like our line had, I think between the three of us, we had 17 shot attempts at the net in Carolina. And I mean, you keep putting numbers up like that. I mean, you're going to score goals and you're going to get bounces. And I think the process is I think we talked about that earlier in the year too. The process is the most important thing and the results come eventually. And sometimes they come very slowly and sometimes they pour out. And, you know, I think, yeah, it's great to see one go in and earlier in the year, I would have found a way to hit the goalpost there, I think. But, you know, last game, maybe just being freer of mind, was able to just react the right way and have it go in.
Your teammates kind of left you, though, on the celebration. I mean, Halla got the first tip, and they all thought it was him. But you had a great celebration, and then you turn around, nobody's there.
Yeah, that was funny. I knew it hit something. I didn't know who it hit on the way down, and then I kind of figured it was hollow. Once I looked up, he did a big hands up, kind of skate over the glasses by the fans, and I was just fired up. Usually, when I celebrate hard like that, it's usually because I'm surprised that I scored. It's just like, you know, it's just a pure, you know, yeah moment, I guess. But I kind of was like, oh, where's everybody? So we had a good chuckle over that. You don't see double tips very often, so. You know, it was funny. We had a good laugh about it.
So, Matt, one thing that's been consistent this year is you guys beating Chicago. Why has this matchup been like this, 6-0 going into tonight? And what do you expect from those guys tonight?
Well, please knock on wood after saying that. But, I think they're a young team. They've overachieved this year in terms of where they're at probably as an organization. And when I say that, I mean that as a only a positive. They have a young team that's, you know, kind of rebuilding in a way, and a guy like, you know, Patrick Kane has, you know, almost single-handedly driven that team to where it's at. And I think for us is we want to use our veteran kind of older experience to play them a certain way. And I think, you know, the games have been close against them, most of them. And I think tonight they know that if we were to win the next two, they're essentially, they could potentially be done and out of the race. So I'm expecting a desperate team over there. You know, I'm sure there was a one-goal game going in the third last game, and they're going to probably talk more about that. I think we just got to have that killer instinct and, you know, kind of want to drive this thing home here in the next two games. And I think, you know, we look at it as one at a time. And like I said, the last game doesn't matter at this point of the year. It's all about the moment and today. And it doesn't matter that we've won six against them this year. It's about these last two. And, you know, we want to go 2-0 here. And that's the bottom line. So, yeah, I guess we've matched up well against them so far, but we're going to see a desperate team tonight. And I expect that, I know we all do, that they're going to come out and play one of their best games, but I also know they're going to be tight. They're a young team, and if we get up on them early, I think that could make them nervous, and, you know, just from being that inexperienced. So we want to take advantage of that as well.
Matt, last thing for you here. I mean, obviously, we've talked about Chicago and where they sit in the standings. Dallas, you know, creeping up there as well. Now 1 point behind you guys with two games in hand. Do you find yourself this time of year as much of a standings watcher? I know it's a little bit different because, I mean, you're playing a lot of these teams directly that you're in competition with. Are you a big standings watcher guy this time of year, or do you find that maybe that's counterproductive and you just control what you can control?
No, I'm looking at it. I mean, we all are. I don't look at it until it really matters. It doesn't matter mid-season, start of the season, whatever, because it's like, you know, you just got to worry about where you're at that point. But right now, yeah, I mean, Dallas is, they, with the games in hand they have and everything, and we got a game left against them. You know, I think they're a team that we're looking at and we're watching, and the games in hand are scary, and, you know, we got to win our game. So with them, you answered. I had just woken up before I called you guys, and I had, that was the first thing I was going to check when we got off the phone, is if they won last night. But that statistic you just gave me tells me they did. So even more important for us to keep pace, and you know, that adds a little bit of that desperation to our game and that urgency. So yeah, we got to win our games here. That's the bottom line.
Predator Centerman Matt Duchesne has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and by Two Rivers Ford. Matt, great stuff, man. Appreciate you taking time to join us. Welcome back to the lineup, and good luck tonight against Chicago.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Thanks, sounds great. Matt Duchesne joins us every week here on Robbie and Rex Road, Wednesdays at 8:45, brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and by Two Rivers Ford. When we come back, we'll react a little bit to what Duchesne had to say there. Also get back into the Titans as well. All that coming up. This is Robbie and Rex Road, live from the Wholesale Link Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. You're on ESPN 102.5 The Game.